This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This podcast is a part of the Maisie Media Network, a community of podcasts for women by women.
Welcome to Destination Heal, a podcast where I obsess over giving you the tools that you need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. You can also head over to our website, destinationheal.com, to explore our spiritual toolbox, which is filled with gems that I have curated to help you cultivate those much-needed life-shifting healing experiences. So let's get into today's episode. So I cringe just a little bit when I talk about boundaries because, admittedly, I don't always honor the ones I set for myself. And in my case, the culprit isn't always other people. Sis, I am the culprit sometimes. So today I'm going to dissect, unpack, unravel, the hell out of what boundaries mean to me and how to set boundaries that are really, really clear. And so when we think about boundaries, we typically think about all of the times when people overstep them. But we don't really ever discuss how we come to setting realistic boundaries and how we express our boundaries to people and how to hold people accountable, aka what are the consequences for not honoring my boundaries? And we have to remember that boundaries are a very vital part of every relationship that exists in our lives. But the word boundaries as a whole feels really lofty to me. So let's break down a few healthy boundaries versus unhealthy boundaries, because boundaries can look different depending on the relationship and they can also change over time. So here's what healthy boundaries might look like. So saying no and also accepting no from others. Not letting others define who you are or your self-worth or how you love yourself. Defining how and when people can touch you. And also knowing that your needs and feelings are just as important as others. And so here's what unhealthy boundaries might look like. It might look like not being able to say no. And also not accepting when others say no to you. It's feeling like you are responsible for how other people feel. It's touching people without permission. No, sis, you cannot touch my hair, even if you are black, okay? It's also feeling like you are responsible for fixing and saving people. And as I read these, I'm like, yikes, I just gave myself a whole read. I feel seen and attacked at the same damn time. But those were just a few examples of unhealthy and healthy boundaries. And I honestly could go on and on and on with examples. But the truth is, most of us operate our lives somewhere in the middle of all of those. If you're in agreement with me, no matter where you are right now, I need you to give me a good old black girl. Mm-hmm, you right, girl. So by definition, a boundary is a line that marks the limit of an area. So emotionally and physically, boundaries are what protect your core values. The problem is most of us have never even thought of what our core values are until those boundaries around them have been damaged, dismantled, or destroyed. And then we learn that either we've never clearly identified our core values, or our core values are trash and they are based on the things that are surface level and they don't go deep enough to protect us. When your core values are trash or semi-trash, I'll give you a little bit of credit, dysfunctional boundaries usually manifest, which means we are either too open and too vulnerable or too closed off and invulnerable. And we all know what it looks like when we are too open or too vulnerable, right? We allow other people's words and judgments and insecurities and behaviors to infiltrate us. We start feeling like we can't protect ourselves and we need other people to protect us. And then we convince ourselves that the only way that they can protect us is if they are really close to us. And even then, we never really feel safe. And on the flip side, when our boundaries are invulnerable, we are shut off from the world. Our hearts and feelings are so deeply tucked away that even we can't get to them, which means we are unable to truly connect with people. And we typically have issues accepting and processing emotions and thoughts and behaviors of our own and of others. We feel that we can't and won't let anyone get close enough to hurt us. Both are bad and really great examples of not knowing and defining your core values. So, how do you define your core values? First, know that defining your core values is a little bit more than just who you are and what you value. It's also figuring out what you're comfortable with and what you're not. So here's a few steps that you can do to arrive at your core values, which will ultimately determine what your boundaries are. So first, ask yourself this question. What's most important in your life? Beyond your very basic needs, what must you have in your life to experience fulfillment? Now, I did this exercise a few weeks ago and I chose 6 things that were most important to me. So for me, it's happiness, health, friendship, freedom, energy, and service. If you're not sure of where to start on your values, you can head over to my personal blog, lovetyalexander.com, and there's a post about core values that will give you a little bit of head start.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, we want to give our personal values a richer context. When we turn our one-word values into phrases and sentences that we can remember, it will help us articulate the meaning behind each value. And in these sentences, you can feel free to group your values. So for example, let's use a few of my values, health, freedom, service, and happiness. So my core value statement might read, I want to live a life full of freedom and service where my decisions are based on my happiness and health. Ooh, girl, I'm good. Makes sense, right? Okay, you got me. Okay, now that you've listed your core values and you've given them a few rich sentences, walk away from them, revisit this exercise in the next few days. Then review your list and ask yourself, how do they make me feel? Are they consistent with who I show up as in the outside world. Are there any values that are inconsistent with my identity? Are there any values that reflect the influence of someone else? Then go back in and check how you've ranked them in priority and make sure that they are in the proper importance. And most importantly, remember that this isn't final, okay? You can tweak and change things as necessary and as things occur in your life. My core values switch up depending on what's happening in my life. Okay, so now that we have our core values down, let's set some boundaries, shall we? Okay, so here's 5 ways to build better boundaries. Number 1, give yourself permission to have boundaries. Remember that setting boundaries is a form of self-care. When I talk about self-care in real life, this is one of the first things that comes to mind for me. Giving yourself permission to set and enforce your boundaries beyond the fear of the response is freedom. Remember that you deserve boundaries. And boundaries aren't just a sign of a healthy relationship, they're a sign of self-respect. You wholeheartedly love yourself when you are setting and enforcing your boundaries. So, number 2, let go of what people think of you and your decisions. People gonna have something to say. They gonna think what they gonna think. And they gonna feel a way about your boundaries, especially if those boundaries don't benefit them. If you need tips or like a refresher on how to stop worrying about folks, go listen to episode 7, Some People Won't Like You and That's Okay, which can also translate to some people won't like what you do and that's okay too. We have to remember that people's opinions of us is just information. It's not the definition of who you are. You and only you determine that. So, number 3, stay firm, be less apologetic, and honor your boundaries. I say less because it's really hard for me to be completely unapologetic with my no's, but as I've stated a number of times, I am healing and growing with you. But let's try to remember that no is a whole ass sentence. It doesn't need unfortunately no, or not this time no, or I think I'm gonna have to pass no. It's just no. Simple as that. And you can expect to be the bad guy at first, but the more you honor your boundaries, the less people will try to override them for theirs. You want to know why we let people push and break our boundaries? It's because there are no consequences for overstepping them or ignoring them. When you set boundaries, also set the consequence. So for example, I've said it over and over again, I don't do business via my Instagram DM. My email is listed. It's my preferred way to communicate business opportunities. The main reason for this is that there's no real way to search for something or someone in your DMs, and there's no way to organize things. And honestly, I don't really have to tell people why this is a boundary, but this is for example purposes only. And I need you to understand the core value, which in this case is how I want to service people. So I've done lots of PSAs on my IG stories, and there's all kinds of articles on the internet that explains why traditional email is still the best way to communicate with people that you don't know. So now when I get a DM, unless it's asking for my preferred communication method, which is still a redundant question, I ignore it. That's the consequence. Period. Moving on. Number 4 is practice self-awareness. The only way you can hold yourself and others to the boundaries that you set is if you are self-aware. Boundaries require you to recognize and honor your feelings. Unfortunately, there's no way around this one. You gotta feel the feels, sister. You just gotta feel them. And my last gem, number 5, is start small. Setting boundaries takes courage and practice. Also know that these aren't non-negotiable things. Boundaries can be and will be altered per relationship, per circumstance, per. They can and will be altered. This episode might be one of my favorites to date, and I really hope you enjoyed and loved this one. If you did, please do me a favor and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I think you kind of like me, like we kind of go together and stuff. So go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so that you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Sunday. And I also want to encourage you to share your favorite episodes on IG stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do me a favor. I love favors. Share it so we can keep the conversation going. And when you do, be sure to tag me. I am at Love Ty Alexander and at Destination Hill. Again, thank you so much for listening to me today. And until next time, you know, girl, toodles.
This podcast is a part of the Maisie Media Network, a community of podcasts for women by women.